Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Indeed, good evening to you. This is Gavin Stewart in the studio, and we've got some great music lined up for you this evening, and more news about the bingo I went to earlier on this evening. But we start off with Olivia Newton-John, I Honestly Love You. Lovely, lovely song. I Honestly Love You. Yes, starting the show off this evening. And that was for everyone, really. It went along to a Musbury Village Hall this evening. And they had a fundraising game of bingo to raise money for the church in the bells in the church in Musbury. And also renovation work for the village hall. And there's a nice little turnout there. And it was good fun, and better still, I actually won £30. So, yes, that'll see Boris and cat food tomorrow, and me to buy, I don't know, a bit of cake or chocolate biscuits, something like that. Anyway, let's start. But anyway, thanks to everyone, Pete Perryman and all the people who helped get the bingo off the ground, and all the money they raised. Well done to everyone who came along. The Searchers, Chris Curtis, celebrates his birthday, or what would have been his birthday today. Here we are, Needles and Pins.
I saw her today, I saw her face, was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away, get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away, but still they began. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart, I wanted hard, didn't think I'd do, but now I see she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead, take his love instead, and one day she will see just how to say please and get down on her knees. Hey, that's how it begins. She'd feel those needles and pins hurting her, hurting her. Why can't I stop and tell myself I'm wrong? I'm wrong so long. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today, I saw her face, it was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away, but still they begin.
Celebrating birthday, Chris Curtis from The Searchers. This is one they never had a well-known hit with it, but it's called What Have They Done to the Rain? Well, there's none today, I don't think. It's very nice later on, and also tomorrow.
Falling all around, the grass lifts its head to the head. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky, the leaves not there. Just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass,
Searchers. And Boris, my cat, has just sort of woken up is busy tapping me on my back with his paw just to say, oh, I'm here. Don't you forget that I'm here. Anyway, we'll sort Boris out in a second. What else were we going to say? Oh, yes, this morning. Yes, it was cloudy, then it cleared away. And I was up at Manor Farm Caravan and Camping Site in Seaton. Lovely Nicole was up there doing her bacon baps and coffee, and there's cake if you wanted it as well. It was gorgeous up there. And I have to say, I picked up a little bit of suntan. Oh, makes my pale skin actually a bit red now. Anyway, moving on with our birthdays. Valerie Simpson from Ashford and Simpson. Sounds like solicitors, I think. Here's Solid.
Now it's solid. Solid as a rock.
Somehow we managed, we had to stick together. You didn't bat an eye when I made you cry. We knew down the line we would make it better.
And for love's sake, each mistake.
Simpson, celebrating the birthday of Valerie Simpson today, and that was a song called Solid. I'm sure everyone recognised that. Moving on, Michael Chetwood played with Tupou. I think he's one of the original members. Anyway, this is China in Your Hand.
She had on a scheme he had told in a foreign land to take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command. It was a flight on
Carol Decker, the young lady giving her all there on vocals, and Te Pau along with Carol and China in Your Hand. Oh, wonderful. Anyway, that was our last musical birthday for today. So how about this one from the Beatles? Just because, well, it's 18 minutes past 11, so... Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, found her.
that is ace, is it not? And great chorus there, of course, goes on for ages. Some radio stations fade it out after about 4 minutes. Anyway, that was the Beatles' Hey Jude. And the chorus, when they were recording that, George Martin didn't think it sounded brilliant with just the Beatles doing the chorus. So he sent a message round to all the staff working at Abbey Road. Could they come down to the studio? He got, I think it was 67 members of staff in total, and then set up some microphones and said, right, when we come to the chorus, you join in, that's it. You sing along with the Beatles. That's what happened. That's the finished product. And there we go. Hey Jude, the Beatles. Moving on, we have the Rolling Stones. Time is on my side. Well, it is really, because we're going to be looking at tomorrow's front pages after the end of this. Classic song, that is. Anyway, it's time, I think, to look at tomorrow's front pages, because we're nearly up to 11:30. Right, so here we go. The front pages for the 27th of August, of course, which is Tuesday. Oh, yes. Anyway, let's start with the Times. Police have given up on punishing shoplifters. Headline. That's going to, I'm sure, make all shopkeepers' businesses very happy indeed, if that is the case. Starmer, I'll bring back trust in politics. Well, we'll wait and see how that's going to be accomplished. The Daily Mail, military training cutbacks to fund pay rises. £400 million shortfall forces MOD to act some exercises and make troops pretend to shoot. Bang, bang. Daily Telegraph. Violent criminals allowed just to say sorry. Starmer. Downing Street back in public service. There's another mini headline on the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Revealed staggering rise in anxiety among children. Most of the papers have, apart from the Daily Mail, most of the papers have pictures of Sven-Göran Eriksson, who it was announced had passed away today. I say most of the papers have a picture of him. There we go. Anyway, who else have we got? So that's the Telegraph. The Guardian revealed staggering rise in anxiety among children, and lives packed up into bags as Russians close on city. The Daily Mirror, don't be sorry, smile. It's been fantastic. Legend Sven dies at 76. Moving last TV words just days before he died. And Bex reveals how he said goodbye to his ex-boss. The Daily Express. Farage warns of shocks to come in the Labour budget. The iDaily. Safety fears at British care giant owned by Kuwait, despite £500 million in taxpayer cash. The Metro, don't be sorry, smile. It's been fantastic. Sven-Göran Eriksson, 1948-2024. And that's just most of the papers all have a picture of him on the front page. The Financial Times, we finish up with the Financial Times as per normal. Top defence contractors poised for $52 billion cash bonanza as orders soar. Macron hits back at Russian claim that Telegram boss's detention was political. And Telegram apparently is one of those sort of messaging chat type things. Not that I use it, but apparently that's how you describe it. So there we go. That's a look at the front pages as I have them at the moment. Here's Richard Marx, Until I Find You Again. I didn't know you were lost.
Lately I've been trying to fill up my days since you're gone. The speed of love is blinding, just drink myself sober again. I can't hide, it's true, I still burn for you. Your memory just won't let me go.
Richard Marx, that's the song. Wonderful, wonderful song. Moving on, who have we got next? Oh, yes, when I was just sort of putting my playlist together the other day, I was thinking way back to when I first started working, when I left school. And Sylvia's Mother, well, that was a very famous song from Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show. And there's a link from that to the next song, and I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing,
to make us start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Please, this is Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while. Mother says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Please, this is Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
Sylvia's mother from Doctor Hook. And in them days, it was Doctor Hook and the Medicine Show. Anyway, the connection, well, there's not a connection with the actual music itself. But when I first left school, I say, and started my first job, I moved around all different departments, and it was a motor parts wholesaler. Anyway, in the department that sold brake pads, brake shoes, clutch plates, all the rest of it, was a young girl by the name of Sylvia, and she was crazy about this next piece of music. Jimmy James, The Vagabonds, Red, Red Wine, a song written by Neil Diamond.
Tearing apart.
James and the Vagabonds and their hit Red Red Wine. Indeed it was for them. Neil Diamond did extremely well out of that song, and of course UB40 recorded it as well. Here's the Electric Light Orchestra taking us up to looking at tomorrow's weather. Telephone line.
Orchestra
and a telephone line, which takes us to 9 minutes to midnight and time to look at tomorrow's weather after we've heard this little jingle from Henry and Alex.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Now, the weather for tomorrow. Well, overnight tonight's going to be 14 degrees, so still fairly mild, isn't it? Anyway, 20 degrees tomorrow during the day, and tomorrow night 14 degrees again. And sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 6:20, and sunset 8 minutes past 8 tomorrow evening. Oh my goodness me, how quickly that is drawing in at night. Here's Neil Diamond, The Boat That I Row.
I don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well I know it's mine. Don't go around with a local crowd. I don't dig what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying these things so you know me, baby, so you understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross the ocean. The boat that I row won't get there soon. But I got the love and you got the notion. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things that I'm not. There's only one thing that I want and got. Know that I'm talking about you, baby.
Version of The Boat That I Row. Here's Shirley Bassey, Send in the Clowns.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. May making my entrance again with my usual flair. You're off my lines, no one is there. Don't you love fuss? My fault, I fear. I thought that you want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Shirley Bassey, her version of Sending the Clowns. Wonderful song, great performer, Dame Shirley Bassey. Now, don't forget, Bob's here tomorrow morning at 9, a replay of the Sunday show at 12, Janet's storytelling. Oh, give her a listen at 1 o'clock. Then tomorrow night we've got the Duke, we've got Rocking Lee, and then I'll be back tomorrow evening, 11 o'clock. We are playing out with Leo Sayer, I Hear the Laughter. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Listening to the falling rain always seems to bring her back again. I can remember like it was yesterday. Look upon her face like children playing children's games. We joked and laughed at every passing day. I'm so much older, things have changed. I realize that now it's just too late. And I hear the laughter echoing through my. Yesterday.